If you've got a comment, call Will now on 0818 300 103.
0818 300 103.
Or text us 0833 1010 103. The Midlands Today Show with Will Faulkner.
Well, we have €300 up for grabs in the next 25 minutes or so. We'll also be reviewing sport from the last 7 days, including that 8-2 scoreline between Arsenal and Man United yesterday. But first, the Port Arlington-based Data Protection Commissioner is to investigate a number of complaints against Facebook. Among the allegations is that the social networking site is not transparent in its handling of personal data and is not deleting content which has been removed by members. The complaints have been made by the lobby group Europe versus Facebook, of which Austrian man Max Schrems is a member. Max, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello.
How did you become interested in what Facebook may be doing?
Basically, it started that I was studying in the US, and one guy from Facebook in Ireland was in our class and was telling us about European privacy law, and what he was saying was not what I knew about European privacy law. So I started writing a paper about it and found, while I was digging deeper and deeper, that pretty much there are tons of problems whether or not sticking to European law. The interesting thing is now that Facebook is doing pretty much everything at an Irish headquarter for tax reasons, and pretty much all users outside of the US and Canada have a contract with Facebook in Ireland, which makes Ireland kind of the battleground for privacy on Facebook.
Right. So the data protection laws in this country apply to Facebook across Europe then, is it?
That's true. It's across Europe, and it's pretty much anywhere outside of the US and Canada. So anyone in South America or wherever, pretty much everything Facebook is doing with the data of these people goes by Irish data protection law.
Okay, Max, what is it you believe Facebook is doing that may contravene that law?
We filed altogether about 16 complaints. That's the things where we're very sure that they go through. I may just pick a couple of things out. One thing we believe is totally wrong is consent to the privacy policy that Facebook posts. The policy itself is very contradictory and very vague, so I was reading it for months and months, and I still don't really know what they're doing with my data. And another problem that we found is we made access requests to Facebook, so we were asking them to send us all the data they're holding about us. And, for example, my access request was 1,200 pages of data that Facebook is holding about me after using it for 3 years.
About you alone?
Just for me. And that's 57 different data categories. And a lot of these data categories, you find very sensitive data, like health data, political data, or sexual orientation, stuff like that. So it's pretty tough stuff.
Right. How could Facebook establish things like that, though?
One thing is that they make everyone believe that they're sharing just with their friends. That's a big deal of Facebook, but actually you're always sharing with Facebook itself. And the other problem that we saw more and more is that not only the data you're personally putting in is in there, but also that other people put in about you. So you don't have any control about what's actually on Facebook, because Facebook is, for example, using an iPhone app where they scrap pretty much your iPhone and all the information about other people that you have on your iPhone. And that's the problem we're facing more and more. And the biggest problem that we found about it is that a lot of the data we got in there was deleted data. So data user actually said that they want to remove from Facebook, and the hilarious thing you find in these data sets is that you have places where it says, for example, messages, deleted true. And you're sitting there and you're kind of, if deleted is true, then basically that whole message shouldn't be there. Hmm. But in fact, they're just like hiding it from the user when you delete something.
And Max, are you more disturbed by the fact they retain that information, or is it what they could potentially do with it that troubles you more?
I'm not really sure. I'm pretty much troubled from all sides. One big issue we're facing is that all these data is held in the U.S., and the U.S. is not really having any data protection laws like we do have in Europe. And I'm not really sure what, for example, American authorities do with foreign data that is safe there, because, I mean, data sets of 1,200 pages per person is more than any FBI or CIA or something ever had. personally, I'm just worried that they also have data breaches. Like, for example, in the policy, they say that they do not guarantee that any of the data will be on the internet or will be safe on Facebook. So if you're saving all that and they're not even able to keep it safe, you're kind of wondering if you should use it anymore. At the same time, they have the total monopoly on social networking. So if you want to be online, there's pretty much no other option than Facebook.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you may have just preempted my next question. I was going to ask if, despite what you suspect Facebook are doing, if you're still a member and if you still participate.
I'm still using it because I have so many friends all over the world that you're not really keeping contact with if you don't have Facebook. So this kind of the issue, if you imagine you have a total monopoly for email, for example. If you have a closed system, you have just one email provider worldwide, and you pretty much have to take whatever they're giving you. And that's kind of the situation we're running into with Facebook, and that's the point where, for example, the free market doesn't really work anymore, and you need kind of regulation, and that's the thing that we're trying to start with having these complaints.
All right, we'll see what the Data Protection Commissioner has to say in a moment. Max Schrems, member of Europe versus Facebook, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Now, Billy Hawkes is the Data Protection Commissioner. His office is in Port Arlington in County Leash. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Will.
It sounds like you have quite a task on your hands.
Well, certainly, we investigate all complaints which we receive against organisations based in Ireland, as is Facebook. Matt Schrems has submitted these detailed complaints, which we will investigate like any other complaint. And we do have regular contact with Facebook about its privacy policy, and it does keep in touch with us about planned new developments. So it's not a surprise to us that there are issues about Facebook. It is, as you know, a hugely popular network. I think Irish people are one of the biggest users in Europe of actually Facebook. So it's an issue, certainly part of the issues that have been raised by Max Schrems are legitimate issues about, is there sufficient transparency, for example, about what you're doing on Facebook, about retention policies and so on. So we will investigate these complaints. We've already sent them on to Facebook for their comments, as we normally do. We would expect to reach agreement with Facebook on the resolution of these complaints. That's the way we normally operate. And given the cooperative approach we've had with Facebook up to now, we would expect to have the same approach in relation to these complaints.
That relationship until now, have there been previous complaints?
There have been very few complaints from individuals. In fact, Max is an individual. I think he's acting on behalf of this group quite legitimately called Europe versus Facebook. But actually, in terms of people complaining about their day-to-day use, I don't think we've ever had a complaint, or very few anyway. So I think the type of complaints that have been raised against Facebook are the type that he has raised or on behalf of his group, which are ones of principle. In other words, does Facebook sufficiently take account of people's rights under data protection law? Should they do better in terms of transparency? It's more general policy issues rather than actually individual users saying, I object to Facebook, because obviously there are a huge number of users of Facebook who are using the network every day. I think the last statistics I saw suggested there's over 500 million, I think, of them. So it's a rather popular network.
Yes, and they're aiming for 1 billion users eventually.
So I understand.
So given the vast network of users and so on, how would you be able to investigate this?
No, there isn't any difficulty about investigating it. As I said, Facebook Ireland has quite a big office in Dublin. We regularly have contact with them there, and they, if you like, they're responsible for the privacy controls in relation to users outside of the US and Canada, and said they fully accept that they come under our office's jurisdiction.
Even if their servers are overseas?
No, their servers are in the United States, but again, that's, if you like, beside the point. In under data protection law, it's who is what's called the data controller is what matters. So the data controller in this case is Facebook Ireland, which is based in Ireland, so comes under our jurisdiction, and Facebook doesn't have any quarrel with that jurisdiction.
Okay. A huge number of us will interact with websites on a regular basis, be it for shopping or browsing or educating or whatever your particular interest will be. In principle, are those websites allowed to retain information about you or track your movements?
Again, it depends a lot. A key issue there, first of all, is transparency, that you should know what's happening. But again, there's always a general warning when you're operating on the web. In other words, act on the assumption you're in a public domain, and that's a standard advice to anybody. It's a different type of place to be, and when you're there you need to be careful, and that's, if you like, I think certainly most younger people know that, and for example the way they interact on Facebook takes account of that. So in fact, in relation to Facebook users, we'd be more concerned about older users who wouldn't be as savvy as the teenagers who are the first adopters, as it were, of Facebook. It'd be more older people who wouldn't be that familiar with the internet. So that's the first thing. When you're on the internet, assume it's public, and also assume that your information is likely to stay there for an awful long time, because search engines can pick up snippets from stuff that's years old. And so I think that is a fact of life. That said, you do have a right under data protection law to request that information be deleted, and certainly that's a right that exists too in relation to Facebook, and they do have facilities for doing that. Now, I think one of the complaints from Max Schrems and his group is that the facilities are not sufficiently robust and that Facebook need to do better. So certainly...
Well, he implied that even if the information is taken out of the public domain when it is deleted, that Facebook may retain the data.
Yes, and that's something we certainly need to look into. That's one of the specific complaints that his group have made.
How long do you think this investigation will take?
Well, we aim to, we've already started the investigation, and so, certainly we've set a target of the end of this year. It may be an ambitious target given the, obviously we've lots of other complaints to deal with, and the complaints are fairly complex, but certainly we are giving it quite a high priority given the fact, in fact, that we are responsible, if you like, for how Facebook behaves within the European Union and the broader European Economic Area. So we are giving it priority, and we expect and we fully anticipate full cooperation from Facebook. So we hope to be able to meet that deadline.
Billy Hawkes, Data Protection Commissioner, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
Thanks, Will.
So would it bother you if Facebook was to retain some personal information about you without your consent? Personally, I think if it's not used for sinister purposes, you might say big whoop. But then it depends what it is they're storing, how sensitive it is. You'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'd like to think that if there is an online record of your activity and your posts and so on, that it was safe and that nothing you might be ashamed of would be kept. So I suppose we'll know more once that investigation concludes. 083 3010 103 is our text line. It's 20 past 11.
Time to check out the great green fee offers at Castlebarna Golf Club Dangan, where visitors are welcome every day.